live from Gila River Arena here as Coyotes training camp is underway. The home opener just a few weeks away, Saturday, October 6th against the Anaheim Ducks. And, of course, this is the year Shane Doan's number 19 is getting retired by the organization, so it's a big season for them. And there is a whiff of expectations as well for this organization around the NHL. And joining us right now, the head coach of the Coyotes, our friend Rick Tocchet, here on the Burns and Gambo Show, the first of your weekly visits every Wednesday, typically at 3:30. Good to see you, Tock. How you doing?
Yeah, I miss you guys. Good summer.
Yeah, we were just we were talking about the fight. We both watched the fight, the Triple G Canelo Alvarez fight. I had Canelo winning 7-5. What'd you have? You had Triple G winning?
You just scolded me on, I thought you had to take it from the champ. I thought it was closer than that. No, but I can't argue with on the giving it to Canelo. But I don't know if he did enough to really, really win. You know what I mean? But you're right. He did win the fight.
You just score round by however many, that's the score. Whatever the score is, you can't go back and change the score.
You're right.
But it was a good fight.
Yeah.
At least
excellent fight.
At least you got your money's worth in that fight.
Yes.
Unlike Pacquiao and Mayweather, right?
Yes.
You get your money's worth in that one.
And we just signed Canelo. He's going to be a right winger.
Right winger.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
That's... What hockey player have you ever played with that would remind you of Canelo? I would go with, you didn't play with him, but I would go with Dave Schultz. That would be my Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, yeah. Just keeps coming at you.
No, but he was big, though. You'd have to get, like, a middleweight. You know, you need somebody more of a middleweight. Anybody come to mind?
Ooh, Ty Domi, maybe?
Ty Domi.
Ty's got that old school, you know.
Sure.
He has a head like a block, you know.
Yeah. How is this year different for you, this being year two now?
Well, you know, getting the job a little bit later last year, trying to find a staff, trying to implement system. A lot of things like that. I think we're way ahead of schedule as a staff, system-wise. The players know what they expect from me, so that's good. You know, we're more organized. I think every coach always wants to be more organized, and I think this camp's gone to flow. I mean, we're running a couple injuries now, but the fact of the matter is I like the flow of it. It seems like it's starting to flow, and hopefully this next 2 weeks that we can be injury-free and get ready for the Dallas Stars.
Give me the injury update. You've got where's Chychrun right now? Chychrun, Jacob.
Chych is he's a monster. Yeah, he's ahead of schedule, but we have a process with him. You know, I don't know the time frame. You know, I could tell you guys 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. All I know is ahead of schedule, but we don't want to rush the process. This kid's too valuable for us.
Dvorak.
You know, Dvorak is same thing. You know, he's not a week away, but he's a little bit longer than that. But he's same thing. We're starting to process him. He's getting better news, and he's starting to work out a little bit more and more.
I've heard you've been talking a lot with Galchenyuk about just the center position. So important to this organization. I mean, it's been a long time since they've been strong at the center spot. He's got the potential to play there. I know you're gonna play him there. What is the key? I mean, I know it's... I mean, we could talk about it all day long. You got to be a two-way player. You got to come back. You got to have responsibilities in your zone. I mean, I understand all of that, but break it down even further. Yeah. What is the key for him to be successful at center?
Well, you know, like you want to play fast, and you know, I want everybody to play fast. But as a center, you got to be more cerebral in your own end, knowing where to go, and then knowing when there's a transition or a turnover, when to take off. And sometimes, you know, he would get I think in the past he would. He'd go from A to C instead of forgetting you got to A, B, and C. You know, he's got to stay a little bit more patient in his own end and defend a little bit more patiently before he takes off.
Surprised a guy like him was available? With all the skill and all the talent, well, you surprised he became available?
I mean, he's had a hell of a camp in the sense that he's added that flair to us. You know, the other night you saw him, he had two goals. You see the shots. I don't know if you watched the game.
He's got a rocket.
He got, you know, one timer in the top shelf. Bang, and then he had that chance in the slot, bang, under the bar. You know, you're looking for those guys, 2-2 game with 6 minutes left, that can find those pee holes in the net.
Our Rick Tocchet, head coach of the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. We're live from Gila River Arena. Everybody who stopped by, we've asked about this, at least I've asked about it. There was an anonymous player poll on TSN's website, and the players who were polled anonymously said the Coyotes are a playoff team. The way they finished last year, that's legit, that's real, they were a tough out, they're going to be a playoff team. Not that you need that to believe that, but are you starting to sense there's a belief among your players and among your staff that yes, based off of how you finished last year, you can be a playoff team this year?
Well, I think as a team, and you know, listen, you're going to get pundits. You know, it's only a small sample size. It's 30 games, 40 games, whatever. And I understand that. I don't really care about that stuff. What I care about is how the start of the year, how we started to get better and understand certain things. You know, we want to be relevant. And to be relevant, it's hard to win. And it's hard to practice hard the right way. It's hard to come in every day mentally strong. The good teams do that every day. And I think we learned as the season went on, we got that toughness. We got a long way to go. Is it nice to read stuff like that? Yeah, but we, you know, but for me, it really doesn't matter for me. Right now, we know that to be better, we got to do the better thing. We have to do the same things the right way all the time. Our D-zone coverage has gotten better since the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to get better, even better, if you want to compete against San Jose's and, you know, the L.A.'s and all those teams. And we know that. And are we willing to put the work in? A lot of guys put a lot of work in. They came in and their testing was good. Some guys were just okay. So, you know, we're going to sort that things out. And then in these next couple of weeks, and who starts, we'll see.
Do you think the guys have gotten used to you over the course of the last year in a way so that they are better prepared for success this year? Because I remember we were over in that suite right over there talking to you, and I got the distinct impression it was just everybody was getting used to you and you were getting used to everybody, and it was difficult. It wasn't a perfect fit right away. Is that all changed this year?
Yeah, is it perfect yet? No, but I think guys understand me, know where I come from. I'm an honest guy. You know, they might not want to hear some of the stuff, but I think they respect the fact that I will tell them. You know, there's no underlying... You know, I'm not going to hide something because I'm scared to tell them, and vice versa. So I think the communication with each player is different, but I've dealt with certain players different. You might have to deal with Brendan Perlini different than Nick Cousins. And I've noticed, for me, I can tell the flavor how approach each guy.
Yeah, not everybody's the same.
Not everybody's the same.
Yeah.
You know, hey, listen, some guys are going to be a little more latitude with mistakes on the ice than others. But when it comes to the effort and it becomes the certain things, there's no negotiable things.
There were players last year that didn't fit into your system, your style. You guys made moves. Max Domi's out. Duclair's out. You know, this year you bring in Grabner. You bring in Vinny, who brings you a lot of speed. We talked about Galchenyuk. Do you feel like you're getting more of the players that kind of fit your system and you're weeding out some of the players that didn't?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm lucky because I have a great communication with John Chaika. You know, we talk almost every day, and I know – as the season went on, we discussed things, and he's on the same page. Like, he likes the players that I like, you know, like, in the sense, what, you know, the characteristics of those players. So he went and got some fast guys, you know, and he got some guys that, you know, Galchenyuk, you know, he's not afraid to get in the corners and muck it up either. It's not just flash, too. So, you know, yeah, you want to be fast, but you have to have fast players that are competitive. You know, if you're just fast and you're a perimeter player, you're not going to do us any good. So I think he's done that, and I like our D. I thought we brought most of our D back. We got a couple of guys that we've signed that could be seventh, eighth defense. The depth of the organization from last year to this year on defense is what a difference. So now that's the heartbeat of our team, is our defense and our goalie, I think.
And that was one of the problems last year of that awful start, was goaltending. I mean, you had a major problem with goaltending, and it seems that – you know, Antti Raanta obviously is a top-notch goalie. He gives you a good chance. But you got to feel pretty good about the depth in the organization now with the goaltending as well.
Yeah. I mean, Rantz has come in with the last 40 and, you know, last year's attitude. You know, he went from a backup, I'm going to train like a backup, I'm a backup, to now, no, I'm a number one. Now, and he's trained that way. He's acted that way. He's a leader. I mean, I could put a letter on his chest because he's led for us. And then the same thing with the D. You know, we ran into some injuries early in the year, but all of a sudden you put the D together, solid. And I talked to those guys 2 weeks ago when we went out for lunch. I said, you guys should take it personal when another team scores. And I think you have to have that attitude. All the great teams, you know, all the great defense, I don't care if you're a football historian, you know, the Ray Lewis, the Seattle defense back in the day, you know, 3-4 years, they took it personal.
The Bears defense.
I want our defense to feel like it's personal when the team scores. And it might sound corny, but I think there's some juice to that.
We could talk to you all day, but we're going to have to settle for talking to you every week at Wednesday. We enjoy it. We love the conversation with you, really do. So welcome back.
Yep.
Thanks for being such a great host for us here today. We appreciate the hospitality, and we look forward to talking to you every Wednesday during the season.
Okay, man. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Rick Tocchet joining us, the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, here on the Burns and Gambo Show.